Welcome to another edition of Attention Please, Life in the ADHD Fast Lane. I'm Dr. Stephanie Sarkis. Today's podcast, To Medicate or Not to Medicate. You may be considering medication for yourself or for your child. There are two types of medications that have been FDA approved for ADHD, stimulants and non-stimulants. I've been taking Adderall, a stimulant, since I was 23. After I started taking it, I noticed I could actually clean up after I cooked dinner, and for the first time in my life, I could sit completely still for 30 seconds. I really enjoy reading, but my mind would wander if it wasn't interesting enough. With medication, I could read through something one time and comprehend what I was reading. I used to interrupt people because if I didn't say what I needed to say right away, it would leave my brain forever. Medication allows me to hold thoughts in my head until the other person is done talking. Medication has also helped me with my driving. It gives me the few extra seconds to think something through before I take action. Medication has made me more productive and efficient. Medication also helps me in ways I didn't expect. When I couldn't find a word, it felt like I was opening all these file drawers in my brain, and I still couldn't find the word I was looking for. Now if I need to find a word, it just pops right into my brain. One of my patients said that having ADHD causes him to have jagged thinking. Thoughts don't flow as easily, either in your head or when writing them down on paper. Medication allows you to form free-flowing sentences, which are not only easier for you to follow, but easier for others to follow as well. When someone has ADHD, they have a low level of a brain chemical called dopamine. If the brain is low on this neurotransmitter, people are more likely to turn to illicit drugs and other high-risk behaviors to raise their level of dopamine. Studies have shown that children who are not medicated for ADHD actually have a 6 times higher rate of substance abuse than children who are medicated. In addition, teenagers with ADHD also have a 10 times higher rate of pregnancy than teens without ADHD. Medication is a regulated and much safer way to get the dopamine at a normal level. There's also a non-stimulant medication called Strattera that has been FDA approved for ADHD. There is an adjustment period after you start taking medication, almost like a grieving process. You realize how much easier life could have been if you had taken medication earlier. But remember, the most important thing is that you are getting treatment now. You may also get frustrated that you're continuing the same ADHD behaviors as you did before. This is normal. Some medications, such as Strattera, can take a few weeks before you notice the benefits. Because there is not a blood test for ADHD, it can take a little while to adjust the medication to where it is helping you the most with the least amount of side effects. To help quicken this process, keep a medication log. Write down each day when you took your medication, any benefits you noticed, and any side effects you noticed, good or bad. Keeping a medication log is especially helpful when you go to meet with your doctor. It can be tough remembering everything you need to tell your doctor, but with the medication log, all the information you need is right in front of you. Medication helps treat ADHD, but it does not cure it. There are currently no proven cures for ADHD. Having ADHD is like climbing to the top of a mountain with a backpack full of rocks. Medication doesn't take all the rocks out of your backpack, but it makes the climb much easier. A combination of medication and counseling has been shown to be most effective. This is Dr. Stephanie Sarkis reminding you that ADHD can be managed. As a person with ADHD, I know that at times the symptoms can be overwhelming. But take heart. With the right tactics, strategies, and medications, you can live life to the fullest.